Welcome to The Inspired Wave. This is the podcast and community for conscious female leaders and founders who are ready to enjoy more peace and prosperity in their business while creating more inspired impact in the lives they're here to serve, who are ready to fully step into their leadership and live their life's purpose with confidence and passion. I'm your host, CJ Rivard. And with over 30 years in leadership and business, I blend tactical strategies with the art of intuition, the science of energetics, and the magic that happens when we create empowered relationships and take aligned action, all to help women get out of hustle mode, thrive, and really fall in love with what they do. If you're enjoying this podcast, please consider sharing it and leaving us a 5-star review. It really will make a huge difference in helping others find the podcast and allows us to inspire and impact more lives. Welcome to the show. I often refer to the importance of ensuring you're taking action, staying focused and in action towards your goals so you're able to create them, but it can't just be any action. Today, I'm going to be guiding you through 3 simple questions you can ask yourself that are going to help you discern if you're on the right path and taking the most aligned actions at this particular time for you and your business. So stay tuned. You may have heard me say before that your best resource is going to be your intuition, and you want to get used to recognizing it and trusting it. Now, I've covered some tips on how to be able to do this in a previous episode, so we'll link that in the show notes because this is a really important area. If it's a new concept for you or you're still uncomfortable with it, go check those out after this episode. But let's say for now, you have a good sense and you have a gut feeling or, you know, just a knowing. You have an inspired idea that you think you should be following, but maybe that idea is a little outside the box. Maybe it's even kind of sounds a little crazy, which is frequently the way it goes when inspiration strikes. So how do you know if you should be listening to it? We're going to talk about that. Or perhaps you are already on a path and you feel like you know where you're going, you're taking aligned action, but you're not seeing any results you expected. How do you know when it's time to rethink your strategy? We'll talk about that as well. So I'm going to give you 3 questions you can walk yourself through. And if you get a yes to all of these, you can be very assured you're on the right path and you need to keep going. So the first question is the idea out of your normal realm? Is it stretching you and making you a little bit uncomfortable or a lot uncomfortable? If it is, you can rest assured it was not your analytical mind that came up with this idea. It was divine inspiration. So pay attention to it. Question number 2, if you could put aside any fear or limiting beliefs, and there was no chance of failure, no possibility, does the ultimate outcome of your goal really light you up? If so, you're not crazy thinking about it or just pursuing a dream. It's part of your path and purpose. Lean in and keep going. Question number 3, will the end result have a positive impact on others? Now, this one's a little tricky because sometimes we feel like our goals are just about us and about making money. But that's not always the case. So I invite you to dig deeper if you can't see how it impacts others, because think about it. How many additional lives will you bless if you have extra financial resources? A rich person is much more likely to help and impact others. So keep that in mind. And if there's a positive impact from the outcome that you're moving toward, it's part of your path, and the actions that you felt led to take were inspired to get you there. So those are the three questions, and you can run through those to assure yourself that you're on the right path. But what if you've already been at this a while, as we discussed, and it doesn't appear to be working? Oh boy. So I know this is where the doubt can really kick in, and the lack of trust in yourself and in your intuition, because you're taking action, but there's nothing real to reassure you yet that you're taking the right actions. So I want to invite you, if this is the case, to just take a minute, take a deep breath, and check in with yourself on the reality of your expectations and your time frame. You very well may have been given an inspired idea, but the chances are good that you just made up the time frame and you want things yesterday. That's common, but it may not be realistic. So just because your idea and your actions are incredible, inspired actions, doesn't mean necessarily that your goal will be created overnight, as it were, or in the time frame that you really desire. So it depends on what it is, of course, but you may need to have just a little more patience and continue to trust and keep taking action. So this is when you want to remind yourself and be aware of the law of gestation. So this is a law, which means it's always true. And it tells us that our ideas are just like seeds, and there's always a gestation period. It will take time for those ideas to sprout, in other words. So your aligned actions may be building your foundation for this idea to have a really solid base. But just like the seed, it has to grow the roots first. So you can't really see what's going on before it sprouts. So only you can answer the question regarding what a reasonable time expectation is. And I recommend, if you're unsure, that you just get quiet and sit with it again and see if it feels like it's still an aligned path for you. And if it's possible that it's impatience bringing this up now, causing you to question it. And if you get a yes, I encourage you to just really have a little more impatience, trust yourself, trust your intuition, and keep taking those aligned actions. You know, there's an old saying that I know you've heard before that says Rome wasn't built in a day. And for most of us, if our goals are something new that we've never done before, there will be a gestation period. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it will more than likely be longer than you would like. Check in with those three questions, and if you've determined that it appears you're on the right path, don't give up. Just don't give up before the gold. You're here to make a difference. You just need a little more patience because your idea is still growing roots before it flowers.
Thanks for listening. I so appreciate you being here. And if you've enjoyed the show, please consider taking a quick minute to leave us a 5-star review. It would go a long way toward others finding us. Make it a great day.